Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Yeah, Jasmine, how you doing? I'm currently working for a different agency. I called y'all back on the 15th. I was waiting for someone to get back to me. No one never got back.
What?
Once you let me know,
what do you mean? Let's check this out for you. Give me 1 second. What's your first and last name?
Philip Diggs.
And who's the patient?
She's not with y'all company.
Right, what's the name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sydney Rogers.
And Sydney is S-D-N-E-Y?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the caregiver, correct?
Yeah, that's my mother. Yeah.
Okay, let me check for you real quick what's going on. And you haven't gotten a call back from any of the coordinators here? It's very strange. I'm going to check right now.
I never got a call back, but I was, like, reaching out to the people because the company I'm with, I think they're ending something with Keystone, their contract or something will be up. So I had two other companies, but the lady here said she would be able to offer me a better rate. And I was like, all right, and a bonus or something. And I was like, cool. But I never heard back from y'all, so I was just inquiring.
Okay. You know, well, let's see what we can do for you, sir. S-D-N-E-Y Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And what's your mom's?
Diggs Rogers.
Yeah, I'm going to check if she's not populating under that specific last name. Hold on. What's her date of birth? Might be better.
8/18/1961.
What county does she reside in?
This is like Shellingham, I guess.
Is that in Philadelphia County?
Yep.
What's her home address?
16 Township Monroe.
You said Township Monroe?
Yeah.
And what's the zip code?
19027.
What was the rate that they offered you? I can match that and give you your sign-on bonus as well.
Well, the rate I'm at now is like $13.50.
Mm-hmm. And you in Philadelphia? How many hours does she have?
My mom get 24-hour care, but I use another agency for 12, and they give me 12. So I get 12. I get, I think, 82 hours a week, 44 hours overtime.
80. So hold on. You get... We're going to have to do the math on this 1 second.
Yes, it's 82 hours. Because 12 times 12.
It's 144.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, I know, but another agency uses 12 hours. See what I'm saying?
Right. So you're doing half of 144.
Nah. No.
You're doing more than half.
No. Listen, if you, my thing is if it's 12 hours times, just 12 hours times 7, 24 hours times 7 days, that's more than 144 hours.
That's 168.
Yeah, so I do half of that.
And do you want to roll over everything since they're closing, or do you want just to roll over the hours you're doing?
No. The other company, it's only me that's on this company. The other lady was the caregiver before I got on. She's with her own company.
Okay.
Her company is called Greenlee. So
and
yeah,
she
my
wants
mom
to
kinda
stay
like
there?
Her care. Yeah.
Okay.
I tried to get her to come over. Yeah, she ain't going to switch. But
if she's comfortable there, that's okay.
No, hold on 1 second. The only reason I didn't... the only reason, like, she had my mom before I signed on to take care of my mom. So my mom didn't want to get rid of her, you know what I mean?
She trusts her already, that's why. And she has a relationship.
Yeah, she's cool. She's good, yeah. She's cool.
And that's hard to find. So that's a blessing that she's found someone. And then her son on top of that. So that's good. You got everything in place.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I was just like, if they approve me to start taking care of her, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, do what I got to do for her. But now I got the help of her, so it's kind of working. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So right now you're at $13.50. I'm going to see what they can offer you plus the sign-on because you're doing a lot of hours with the overtime. So that's a high rate, but we're going to see what we can do, okay?
Yep.
And Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P?
Yeah, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, Philip.
Everyone spells it differently. That's why I always ask. Yeah. I get somebody that spells it with one L and another, I'm like, okay, let's just, how do you spell it? Because I don't want to get it wrong.
All right. All right. Yeah,
no minors in the home, right?
Nah, well, my son is in school. Like, my son goes to school. He's a child. He's not a baby, but he's not. He's 17.
Is he over the age of 18?
No, he's not.
So he's still considered a minor, okay? So I have to, because when we register you for the Family Care Safety Registry, like, we roll you over, we register you. And if your mom has a minor in the home, we just have to put that there's a minor in the home. That's all.
Well, he don't live here. I mean, he just comes back and forth. He
also,
he's
not dwelling in the home.
Nah, but he can stay whenever he wants, my son, you know?
So then, no, I have to put that he's in the home. Because if he does stay over, you know, once, twice a week, or he has
I just don't want to cause no issues because I don't have no issues. You know what I'm saying? Everything is working. I don't have
no
issues. So if
we
do something, there's no problem. Yeah.
No problem.
Because I have to go do all this stuff and Medicaid waivers and all this thing.
No, you have the waiver. Your mom has the waiver. Everything is in place. Yeah. We're just moving from one agency to the next. Give me a good number for Miss Sydney. Phone number.
It's my number. My mom has multiple sclerosis, so you can just dial my number.
What's your number?
267-408-2020.
408-2020.
Yeah.
And who's the service coordinator?
Keystone First. My name is Kate.
And what's her name?
My name is Kate.
Okay. I'm going to see if somebody's available so they can send you. Did you even get through the hiring application? Not yet, right?
Well, wait a minute. Before you even go there, I just want to see what y'all offering. Because there's another agency. I don't know if y'all can pull me over and what y'all offering.
So basically, you're going to get paid every Friday. When you're working through holidays, you're going to get paid that time and a half as well.
Y'all don't consider time and a half. It's only like $3. Y'all don't consider time and a half, or is it like just? It's like I think it's like y'all just do $3. You know, like when you work a normal, when I work a normal job, they'll do that time plus half of that time. Do y'all do it that way, or is it like
so
y'all
it's time
just
and a half?
$3?
So it's time and a half.
Oh,
so
cool.
Anything over 40. So like, let's say I offer you the $13.50. It's time and a half. So 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you're going to go up to almost 20-something an hour for the remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me just put this in. I'm going to try to match your salary because it's high. That's a high salary for someone that's making so much overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So at least if I can match what you're getting plus a sign-on bonus, you know, so I'm going to do that for you.
Yeah, I'm trying at least. I'm trying at least. Yeah, like 14, 50, or at least 14.
They're not gonna offer you that. No county in Philadelphia. Okay. Yeah, only because the rates are based by county and hours your mom gets. So, like for example, because you have so much time and overtime, they're not gonna. You're lucky if you're gonna get that 13 plus, because it's anywhere between 12.
Yeah.
Because of the overtime.
That's what I'm saying.
Because of the
overtime. They just did. It's just that Greenlee did, though. But they just, that company Greenlee, they did, but they just paying every 2 weeks. I don't want to get paid every 2 weeks.
Right.
So
you
want
to get paid every Friday, yeah.
Right. So that's why I'm like, yeah, if y'all can meet me somewhere, you know, in that area, I'm cool with that. So just see what you can do and give me a call back.
I'm going to try to match, I'm going to match your rate. I'm going to try my best to match your rate. I'm putting it in right now so that I can assist you.
Yeah, because at the company I'm at, they don't, I think their time, like, well, time and a half is time and a half, but for holidays, they only give you, like, $3 extra. It's not, like, real time and a half. If I'm, Like, you know what I mean? Like, if holiday pay would be time and a half.
Yeah, so they just offer you $3 extra. No, we do the time and a half. Mm-hmm.
So Sydney,
okay,
now, is that for the whole 12 hours? Go ahead.
Yes, it's for the whole. No. Anything over 40 hours is time and a half.
Yeah.
So if you got 42 hours of overtime, it's time and a half for 42 hours. It's your base rate up until the 40 hours.
Yeah.
Anything after that, it's time and a half.
Yeah, I get it. I got that.
Okay. So Sydney is spelled. Can you spell that for me, please?
S-Y-D-N-E-Y. But before you do anything, make sure you know what I'm saying? See what you can do.
I'm going to definitely honor your rate. I just don't know if we can offer you anything higher. So.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to try to honor your rate.
What's your sign-on bonus?
Right now, it's looking at $300. And you're not binded to the agency. Any other agencies, when they're offering all these crazy bonuses, they bind you to the agency for over 2 years. That means you cannot leave. You're binded to them.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Let me ask you a question. When do y'all get y'all bonus?
You get it 3 months.
You
got to wait your 3 months. Within 3 months, you have your complete, you have the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, the one company is offering me 14. If y'all can't do that, then I don't want to waste your time. I ain't going to lie. I don't want to waste your time.
If they're offering you 14, that's a good rate. And if they're going to do time and a half, that's a very good rate. So what I'm going to do is I already sent the email to the bosses to ask them, you know, because you wanted the 14, to ask them if we could honor the rate of 14.
Yeah,
so I'm just
waiting
on the callback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So thank you. Just give me a call back. Let me know.
Yep. I'm going to put it in, and then they're going to contact you if we can match the rate of $13.50 to $14, okay?